Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson about elephants today. Actually, how to raise an elephant. I don't think many people have experience personally raising elephants, but we're going to learn about someone who has raised an elephant. Now, elephants are very interesting animals. Lots of people love elephants. I love going to the zoo and looking at the elephants and watching them interact with each other. They look like very friendly, big animals. What do you know about elephants? Carolyn, is there anything interesting you know about elephants?
Well, you said that they were big, and in fact, they are the largest mammal on Earth. So they are among one of the biggest animals in the world and the largest that lives on land. We talked before about the blue whale in the sea, and that is the biggest. But elephants are so big, they weigh 3,200 to 5,900 kilograms and can be as tall as 3.3 meters.
Wow, they certainly are large animals. Of course, a common phrase is elephants never forget. They have very good memories. Well, there are some other facts you can find out about elephants in your magazine on page 37. But for now, we're going to find out how to raise an elephant.
How to raise an elephant. The Jumbo Foundation aims to help large orphaned animals. Think about caring for a baby. Mothers can tell you all about the considerable amount of time it takes to feed, change, comfort, and care for a helpless infant. Now, what if that infant is an elephant calf? Instead of weighing 3 to 4 kilograms at birth, he weighs 100. And he needs to be fed every 2 hours, 24 hours a day for 4 years. Would you want to take on that kind of responsibility? Jenny Webb did. She lives in the African country of Malawi.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Congratulations! It's a 100-kilogram baby. In today's article, we'll join Jenny Webb as she tells us about her experience raising a baby elephant. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Foundation. Foundation is a noun. This foundation helps African women. Infant. Infant is a noun. That infant is only 1 month old. Time consuming. Time consuming is an adjective. Preparing this report is very time consuming. Lonesome. Lonesome is an adjective. The lonesome boy needs some friends. Your more information word is poacher. Poacher is a noun. Now let's begin.
Okay, so we know a little bit about Jenny Webb now, but let's go back to the top of our lesson. The title is How to Raise an Elephant. Well, actually, by now you probably know you're not going to be learning how you can raise an elephant, but we're learning about someone's experience when they took in an elephant. Okay, so we see here the Jumbo Foundation aims to help large orphaned animals. Let's take a look at a word there from our word bank, a foundation. What is a foundation, Carolyn?
Well, a foundation is an organization that helps to support a certain cause. Maybe they raise money for a charity or to improve something. And I can think of one foundation in the U.S. called Make-A-Wish Foundation. And they help to grant the wishes or the dreams of small children who are sick.
All right, that's a great foundation, a great cause. Of course, another famous one is the American Red Cross and World Vision International. Those are different kinds of foundations. So you don't have to have the word foundation in your title to be a nonprofit organization. You could even call it a charitable foundation. Okay, this foundation aims to help large orphaned animals. And Carolyn, what is an orphaned animal?
Well, it's an animal that no longer has its parents to take care of it. So, similar to children who don't have parents being called orphans. And it's the same for animals. Animals can also be orphaned.
Exactly. Okay, so we begin here with a sentence. We want you to think about something, to imagine a situation, okay? Think about caring for a baby. Mothers can tell you all about the considerable amount of time it takes to feed, change, comfort, and care for a helpless infant. So now you're thinking about this in your mind, right?
That's right. And there is so much to do when you are trying to care for a helpless infant. And infant is a word from our word bank, so we'll look at that. An infant is just a baby or a small child. And they are a lot of work.
It's true. A lot of times you might think of an infant as being between being born and 12 months old. So a very small child. And of course, a helpless is a good way to describe infants. They need help from the outside, their moms and dads, older brothers and sisters, because they are helpless infants.
That's right. So someone else does need to feed, change, comfort, and care for them. They can't do these things for themselves. So we are imagining this. Imagine trying to care for this baby or this infant. Now, what if that infant is an elephant calf? And calf is the word used to describe a baby elephant.
That's true. The word calf can actually be used to describe baby animals of other kinds as well. Certain other animals, like cows, baby cows, or even whales. A baby whale is called a calf. So instead of weighing 3 to 4 kilograms at birth, like a human infant, he weighs 100 kilograms.
At birth. So this isn't after a while. This is what the starting weight is of this little baby elephant calf. Well, that would be a big challenge to take care of. And he needs to be fed every 2 hours, 24 hours a day for 4 years.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yeah, talk about a considerable amount of time, right? That's a very significant amount of time. Every 2 hours, 24 hours a day for 4 years. Would you want to take on that kind of responsibility? That's our question here in the lesson. Would you like this kind of responsibility?
Well, it is a very big responsibility because, you know, you think of all the time and energy it takes to take care of just a baby. Now, if you have to do that same amount of energy and same amount of time, but actually it's even more because it's 24 hours a day every 2 hours. That's, I don't know if I could do that.
Well, I don't know if I could either, Carolyn. We have full-time jobs teaching English, but, you know, everyone's busy. But somebody did take this responsibility. Her name is Jenny Webb. Jenny Webb did. She took the responsibility. She lives in the African country of Malawi. All right, so she's not an African herself, but she lives in this country of Malawi. And the country of Malawi is southeast in Africa.
That's right. And it sounds like they probably have a lot of elephants there. Well, right now it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 infant 这个名词。Infant 是指婴儿或幼儿。例如 parents need to learn how to interpret the signals their infants send. 父母亲需要学会如何解读婴儿所传达的信息。Infant 也可以当形容词，意思是婴儿的、幼小的或者是初期的。例如 the expecting couple went shopping for infant clothes. 这对即将成为父母的夫妻去逛街买婴儿的衣服。 接下来我们看的是 poacher 这个名词，它的动词是 poach, P-O-A-C-H, 意思是偷猎或偷捕。例如 many endangered animals have been poached because they can be sold for good prices. 许多濒临绝种的动物一直被偷猎，因为它们可以卖到很好的价钱。Poach 如果字尾加上 er, 这个代表人的字尾 ,poacher 就是指偷猎者。例如 the poachers were arrested and prosecuted. 这些偷猎者被逮捕而且被起诉。
We've just read the first part of our lesson on how to raise an elephant, talking about the Jumbo Foundation, which helps large orphaned animals. And we've also been discussing how much responsibility and time it takes to care for a baby elephant or an elephant calf. And we learned that Jenny Webb took on this big responsibility. Let's learn some more about her experience in the next part of our reading.
How to raise an elephant. She took in Moses when he was a week old after his mother was killed, probably by poachers. No one else would take him in as elephants are very expensive and time-consuming to care for. But Jenny was willing and said, "Humans caused this problem, so humans must fix the problem." She spent as much time as she could caring for Moses.She also hired two employees to be with him during the day so he wouldn't be lonesome. She works as the director of the Malawi Division of Food Products.
All right, so we can see here, Jenny Webb has a full-time job as well. And she, of course, has a heart for...these elephants, or for Moses, and so she is taking care of him. So we see here at the beginning of this section, she took in Moses when he was a week old after his mother was killed, probably by poachers. Well, let's take a look at something at the beginning of this sentence here. She took in Moses. This is a good phrase to know. When you take in something, what does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that you provide shelter for it. So, you take something in means you're going to protect it and take care of it.
All right, so you're taking it in. I can use this phrase in another way. For instance, one of my cats was found at Costco. And so, we named the cat Costco because my friends took in this cat. And now, we take care of this cat. So, you can take in different animals.And they took in Moses when he was a week old after his mother was killed, probably by poachers. A poacher is, well, if you are poaching, that is illegally killing or capturing or hunting animals.
That's right. So this is a person that does that. And this is very sad because it actually takes an elephant 22 months before it is born. So it's not 9 months like a person, but 22 months, almost 2 years, before the baby elephant will be born.
All right, so Moses was born. He was a week old. They think the mother was killed by poachers. No one else would take him in, as elephants are very expensive and time-consuming to care for. All right, it's true. It's a big elephant. It would be time-consuming to care for Moses. Let's look at that word from our word bank, time-consuming.All right, if something is time-consuming, what does that mean?
Well, it takes a lot of time. It means that you're going to be spending lots of time with that thing. Mm-hmm. And you definitely have to spend a lot of time with a baby elephant if they need to be cared for 24 hours a day.
All right, other things could be time-consuming as well. Maybe you have a time-consuming project to do for school. Now, just because it's time-consuming,doesn't always mean it's difficult. It could be an easy task, but it just takes a long time to do, or a lot of time. Right now, it's time for us to go visit Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud. They're going to be talking about white elephants.
White elephants are very rare animals. In many cultures in Southeast Asia, they're a sign of justice, power, wealth, and peace.
Years ago, kings from this part of the world would sometimes give white elephants as gifts to government officials, not to officials they liked, but officials they didn't like.
Right. The elephants were extremely expensive to keep. Any unlucky official who received one couldn't refuse it, nor could he get rid of it later. That would be insulting to the king.
And because the elephant was sacred, he couldn't put it to work to make money. So the official was stuck. Unless he was super wealthy, that white elephant would quickly cause him financial ruin.
Today, we use white elephant as an idiom to describe a costly project, plan, or business venture that is without any use or value.
And since we're on the topic, let's mention the popular holiday party game called the White Elephant Gift Exchange.
It's more for entertainment than anything else. This game is based around giving gifts whose maintenance and cost exceed their usefulness. Check the internet for rules on how to play. It can be a lot of fun.
这一课讲的是一只大象的故事。讲到大象，我们不妨来看看什么是 white elephant。所谓的白色大象其实是一个俚语，表示浪费钱又没有用的东西，也就是所谓的累赘。那这个俚语呢，有一个典故，在东南亚，白象是神圣的象征，那通常也只有皇家可以饲养。如果国王对某一个官员不满的话呢，他不会直接去处罚他，反而会送他一头白象。那这个官员当然不得不收下，但是又不能让白象和一般的大象一样去做苦工，所以为了养这头象，官员最后就落到倾家荡产的下场。那如果有一部像大制作的电影，花了很多的钱，可是最后影评和票房都不好，这部电影就可以说是一个 white elephant。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys for that very interesting information on the different kinds of white elephants. Now, we were talking about things being time consuming, about taking care of baby elephants being very time consuming, but Jenny was willing and said, humans caused this problem,So humans must fix the problem.
And I agree with Jenny here. I think this is a great thing that we can learn from. Humans caused a problem, so humans should fix the problem. Even though Jenny didn't poach any elephants, she didn't kill any elephants. It was another human being that did. And so she's kind of taking responsibility for other human beings. But this is a very good thing that we can learn from as well.We're continuing to learn about Jenny Webb. She spent as much time as she could caring for Moses, probably many hours a day.
Probably, and she also hired two employees to be with him during the day so he wouldn't be lonesome. Now, that is a great key word from our word bank, the word lonesome, and this is a little bit different from lonely. When you are lonesome, then...You know that you are alone and you really wish someone would be there with you. You want company. And if you're lonely, maybe you are just sad that you're alone.
Okay, so they're a little bit different, these words. This word lonesome makes me think of a country song. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Sometimes you feel that way. You want company.You feel like you could cry if you're not around people soon, okay? So Moses could sometimes be lonesome. He wants company around. And so Jenny Webb, we found out more about her. She works as the director of the Malawi Division of Food Products. All right, so she has a full-time job. She's a very busy person.
Yes, she is. It sounds like she has a full-time job and she's trying to take care of a baby elephant, which is already very time-consuming, so she decided to hire a couple of extra people to help her. I think that was a really good idea.
I do too, and I think we can learn something from her here as well, because if you're so busy but you need to get something done, maybe what you need to do is hire someone else to do the job. Well, right now it's time for us to watch...A nice video about this. And then we'll visit Michelle in the language lab.
G you love elephants. We know because everybody loves elephants. Even cats love elephants. So, you want to help elephants. Good news, it's easy. Here's some things you don't have to do.
OK, 继续我们看的是 time consuming 这个形容词。time 是指时间。consuming 是 consume, 消耗这个动词的现在分词。所以加在一起 time consuming 就是指耗费时间的。例如 sorting all the files in the computer is a time consuming task. 把电脑里所有的档案分类是一个非常耗时的任务。或者是 rehearsing a play is time consuming and it requires a lot of patience.排戏很花时间，而且需要很大的耐性。所以我们看的是 lonesome 这个形容词。lonesome 是指孤单的或寂寞的，跟 lonely 的意思差不多。例如 ，Jake felt really lonesome when he first transferred to the new school. Jake 刚转学到新学校的时候，觉得好寂寞。lonesome 还指荒凉的或者是人烟稀少的。例如 ，We drove on a lonesome road. 我们开在一条荒凉的道路上。And I guess we better go back to our teachers now.
Well, today we've been learning about the elephant Moses and how Jenny Webb has been raising this elephant, and she spends a lot of time helping Moses. She also hired some people to come and help him as well. But I wonder about your life. Maybe, what is something that is time-consuming for you? Carolyn, is there anything in your life that is really time-consuming?
Well, work is fairly time-consuming. I spend a lot of time working, doing research and writing and preparing, but it's a lot of fun, too, so I don't really mind.
You know, me neither. I don't mind it either. We do spend a lot of time preparing our lessons and writing features and doing other things here at Studio Classroom. It is time-consuming. Whatever is time-consuming for you, I hope that you also can enjoy it as well.Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the lesson, and we have another enjoyable lesson all about how to raise elephants, Jenny Webb, Moses, and this great foundation tomorrow. So come back then.